As summertime comes to a close and we say goodbye to fresh lemonade, fly fishing, and camper vans, a member of our production staff, George Lyle, remembers the high water mark of his summer, his family reunion.
Now, I understand that not all families have planned reunions. Perhaps for them, their failed Thanksgivings and subsequently awkward Christmases are enough family togetherness for the entire year. But my family, on my mother's side, has been gathering on a farm in Columbia, Kentucky, in August since the 60s. This year, though, it was different. Gone was the giant grill on wheels full of smoked beef and pork. In fact, gone were a lot of the people. Entire subsets of cousins didn't show up. Though less people usually means less questioning. I can always count on a few. "You still in school?" "No, ma'am, I'm out of school." "What you doing now?"
"I work for NPR.
"Oh, that's nice. Will you be good and get me a soda?" Despite all this, it wasn't a total wash. For every 20 cousins that didn't make it, one who never comes showed up. Somehow, like the story of Jesus with the fish and the loaves, there was enough food for everyone to have seconds and leftovers, of course after blessing all the food in the hands that prepared it. And the most pressing question I got all night was, "Baby, you remember my name?" from some of my more elderly elders. "Of course I remember you. You Eugenia's boy. You the oldest?" I am the oldest of my mother's children, that's true. That might be why when the next morning, after waking up to a motel room stuffed with hungover cousins and pizza boxes, I immediately felt the urge to clean and chide. That feeling subsided when I took a second look at the damage. If they're grown enough to drink, smoke, and make a mess of the place, they're grown enough to clean it, I thought. That's the moment I began to feel old. I knew I'd grown up. I had the misfortune of being there when it happened. What I forgot was that everyone else had, too. Whether it was growing up, getting fat, getting upwardly mobile, or growing apart, everyone had changed. Paradigms had shifted. Or something like that. As I stood there being all smug and existential, one of the piles stirred. It was one of the family friends, not a cousin. He looked around and said, My family don't get together like this, man. This is the most fun I ever had." That, to me, was surprising. Not because it wasn't fun, but because I thought all black families had reunions, just like all black families have that grandmother that stands up in church and hums along with the choir. He later said he wants us to adopt him so he can come back next year. I hope he does, because if he sees the good thing we've got going, then there's hope for the rest of us to see it too.
George Lyle is an editorial assistant for our program. He apologizes to his cousins for ratting them out and to his aunt for forgetting that soda.